WLFE DB Radio.
Are you ready?
Live from the Metal Mayhem Studios in Rochester, New York.
We are gold.
And heard around the world by metalheads just like you. This is Metal Mayhem ROC.
Heavy metal music.
Your weekly dose of metal music, interviews, album reviews, news, and more.
Want to be part of the show?
Send us a message through our website, metalmayhemroc.com. Or hit us up on Facebook and Twitter.
Search Metal Mayhem ROC.
It's getting nice and heavy.
And now, welcome tonight's host, John the Vernomatic Verno.
Good evening, everybody. Thursday night, and as always, new content drops. Tonight's episode, we have a real good one. We have Brian Wheat of the band Tesla. He's a returning guest. He's here to talk about the Tesla 2022 summer tour. Kicks off right in our backyard next Thursday night, May 5th, at the Del Lago Casino. Talks about, you know, what's going on with the tour, how he reconnected with former Tesla guitarist Tommy Scio, cover set list. It's a great conversation. We invite you to visit our brand new MetalMayhemROC.com website. There you'll have direct links to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher. Join the community. Sign up for our newsletter, because later on down the road, that's going to come into play. Trust me, there's a lot of things on the horizon. Also, we have direct links to our live radio shows. I personally do one on Metal Devastation Radio on Monday nights. Metal Mayhem ROC team member Metal Mark James has two kick-ass shows on the weekends, Friday and Saturday night. He has direct links on his page. Go to the Meet the Team page. Get to know all the guys. Metal Wald, Ian O'Rourke, Bill the Rager, Southern Cal. They're all on there. And as always, you could go into the archive drop-down box and listen to past shows of the Metal Mayhem podcast. Do us a favor, rate, review, and subscribe. So that's what we got going on. So let's get to it. We're excited tonight to have a return guest to the Metal Mayhem ROC platform. He's an adopted Western Central New Yorker. Lives in Auburn, New York, and his band Tesla is starting out their 36th year of touring. Kicks off in Waterloo, New York, a sold-out show at the Casino Del Lago. Let's welcome back the Metal Mayhem ROC, Brian Wheat. Hey, Brian, how are you doing, man?
Hey, man, how are you? How's it going?
We're doing well. We're doing well. We're excited. Up here in the Western New York area, we have the Tesla show on the 5th, Buffalo. We have Testament and Exodus the next night. You know, we wanted to touch base and see what Tesla has in store for one, the summer tour. Released some new music last fall with a new video and get up to speed on the band. So that being said, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm building a new recording studio in Auburn as we speak. Because I moved here about a year and a half ago. So I got rid of everything in California, and I had a place in Texas as well. And now my main home is here in Auburn. So I'm enjoying the area a lot. It's beautiful up here.
Yeah, you know, you get a bad rap, but from mid-May through Thanksgiving, it's beautiful. It's like you said. How much time do you spend up in Auburn? Is it your main residence or an eight-monther?
Well, right now it is, because I'm trying to figure out, you know, I don't know if I'll be able to do the winters. I did this winter. It wasn't too bad. And I say that to people and they say, oh, you haven't been here for 40 years, you know. So I get it. But I actually thought it was cool and fun. So I've been here for the last year straight. So I do have another place in Italy I go to, you know, for vacations and stuff. And I try to get there at least a couple months out of the year, but with COVID and the travel restrictions, I wasn't able to go for 2 years. So I've just went. So I'll probably do some time there. But like you said, I mean, from May to Thanksgiving, it's beautiful here. And I don't know why anyone would give it a bad rap. You do get snow, but so does everywhere else.
You know, Brian, every region, you go down south, the heat, you can't go outside for 4 months.
Right. You got humidity. I mean, you got four seasons here, and I like that. I like that a lot, you know. where I lived in California, you know, it would be, you'd get 30 days a year over 100 degrees. That grinds on you as well.
Yeah.
So there's no perfect place, you know. So, I enjoy it. I think the weather's great here. The people are good. There's lots to see and do. And I'm happy being up here.
What I'm happy about is, as we tape this, it is Wednesday, the 28th of April. But next Thursday, Tesla comes back onto the touring trail. Like I said, in the open, we have a sold-out show at Waterloo's Casino, Del Lago. Brand new track, Cold Blue Steel, came out last fall with the video, and the band is ready to go. Get us up to speed. What's going on with the Tesla camp?
Well, we're just going to play some shows this year. We got a new track lined up coming out, I think, in the middle of June. So we'll have a brand new track for the summer. We'll just finish that as we speak. And we got about 45 shows this summer, and we're going to go out and, you know, go out and see people and play again, because, you know, with COVID, we were off for almost 2 years.
You guys did some touring last August, and then I remember hearing everyone got sick, and it was the Skinner tour, and it was aborted, or...
Yeah, well, we did a few patch dates, but nothing, you know, I don't know. We might have done 10 shows last year. So, you know, we were still trying to, with COVID and us getting sick and people's touring schedules getting rescheduled and canceled and rescheduled again. So I think this year it's looking pretty good that, you know, we're going to hopefully be able to play all the shows and go out and, you know, make some people smile playing those songs that they love.
Speaking of that, 31 years ago, Psychotic Supper album came out. Great album. Some consider it the band's strongest release. Is there any attention towards maybe celebrating that, an extension, going doing some deep cuts or anything?
You know, who knows? I mean, we're at a point in our career that every year we can do something, because we've been together since 1985, right? Or 84. So every year we could do something. I don't know. I mean, we've never really done that. I've seen some people do it. And honestly, I don't know if I'm a fan, do I want to come in here just Psychotic Supper, or, you know, three quarters of the show Psychotic Supper, and, or do I want to hear all the songs that I've heard my whole life? So, you know, I don't know. We've never really tried to do that. We tried once with the anniversary of Five Man Acoustic Jam. You know, it didn't really work, to be quite honest with you. You know, it wasn't like, I have to see that again. So we touch base on all our records. You know, there's something off pretty much every record we've ever made. I mean, obviously, you know, you're going to hear you're going to hear Cowboy and Susie and, you know, Signs and Love Song and Heaven's Trail. You're going to hear all the ones that you know. And we do three or four deep cuts. And then, you know, we got a new song. You know, we're playing this Cold Blue Steel song this year. But, you know, come June or whatever, we'll be playing this other new song, which is called Time to Rock.
But nothing like, you know, Freedom Slave or anything.
You know, that's the whole thing. You know, you only got, what, an hour, 45, two hours, and we have, what, 12 albums?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's,
you know what I mean?
I know what you mean. I
understand. I mean, it's like, so let's take, like, Waterloo, for example. I think it's 2,600 seats, right? Sold out very quickly. Most of those people, probably 90% of them to 95% of them, want to hear the hits.
Yep.
That's what they know, right? Maybe, you know, 10% of them. So let's say 300 people want to hear all the deep cuts because they've seen, you know, 35 shows. But a lot of people haven't. So you got to kind of, I like to cater to the masses, right? And there is a couple of deep cuts in there, you know, every night. You know, there's a couple of deep cuts. But to go and, like, do a deep cuts tour, I think it would wouldn't be a very well attended tour.
No, and maybe that's reserved for one of the cruises or a special on-off. I get what you're saying, Brian. It's you're right. You want to appeal to the masses. And honestly, those are the songs that are selling out the casino. You know, it's let's be honest.
Absolutely.
So.
They're not putting Freedom Slave on the advertising. No. They're putting Signs and Cowboy and Love Song and Susie and, you know, Way It Is. And they're going, yeah, that's what we want to hear. You know, what you get. I will tell you this, though. My favorite all-time Tesla song is Song in Emotion.
It's a great song.
Yeah. And you know, we don't even play that every night. We throw that in. I mean, we did Freedom Slaves about 10 years ago, and we actually started to learn it on this last run. We were going to throw it in every now and again, and Time off of the we're going to segue the two of them. And then we got COVID, so we never got to it. So Freedom Slaves, you know, you may hear Freedom Slaves in the next year now and again, but it won't be at DeLago.
All right, well, there's a spoiler alert. Let me ask you, why Song in Emotion's your favorite song?
Because I think it encompasses everything about Tesla. I think it's the one song that I would point to if someone said, what's your band sound like? If someone never heard Tesla, I would say, listen to Song in Emotion. That'll give you a really good representation of what the band is, right? Because it has all kinds of different textures and stuff. And that song, I just think it's probably the most complete song we ever did.
Let's see the band. Troy's taking a break. You have Stevie Brown still on drums.
Yes, Stevie Brown's playing this year. Troy's still on hiatus, and you know, everyone else is the same.
Dave Rude.
Dave Rude. Yep. Yeah, and funny enough, I don't want to promote someone else or anything, but Tommy Skio is actually playing up here on Saturday night, this Saturday night with his new
band. Brian, you blew up my spot. I was gonna get to that. I was gonna ask you. Well, let's go there. Resist and Bite, their direct support of Stephen Piercy.
I'll be at the show. I'll be there to see Tommy and support him. I mean, me and him saw each other a couple months back, and we hadn't spoken in about 15 years, and you know, we're all good. And, you know, I'm going to see him for dinner on Friday. I'll definitely go. So go see his band. I think they're really good.
Oh, yeah. No, I had the band on the show, and me and Steven Stokes have kept in touch. And when I saw that they were going to be, I just found out the other night. I don't know where this promotion is. So I dropped them a line, and I'll be there. I'm going down there to check them out.
Well, say hello to me. Come up and say hello.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
You know, I don't know how long I'm going to stay because I don't really go to shows too much anymore. I mean, I am going to see McCartney in Syracuse.
Well, that's your boy. So you
that's my boy. Yeah. Go. But I'm definitely going to, you know, watch Tommy play and probably watch a few of Steven's songs, and then I go, because I don't go to concerts. But if you see me, come and say hello. That'd be great.
Definitely. Yeah, I wanted to briefly touch on that, the Tommy. Let's reset the picture.
Well, I was on the Monsters of Rock cruise, and I was selling my I paint.
Mm-hmm.
I do art. And me and Rick Allen from Def Leppard were both on the cruise doing art, because we both belong to this Wentworth Gallery that does our art, and they do Paul Stanley's art. Rick Ocasek from the Cars had, he was a painter, he did art. The drummer in Lynyrd Skynyrd, he does art. The drummer in Grateful Dead does art. There's a lot of musicians that do art. So there's one gallery on the East Coast called the Wentworth Galleries. They've got like 12 galleries up and down the East Coast. I'm one of their artists. And so me and Rick were on there. Tesla wasn't playing. And I was doing my art, because I do pretty well on that boat with my art. People seem to enjoy it. And Tommy was on there with Resist and Bite, and I hadn't seen or spoken to him since he left Tesla.
Yeah.
So we ran into each other and, you know, gave each other a big hug, and it was great to see him. And we've been keeping in touch, and, you know, I admired his band from afar. You know, when he put out the record, I was like, oh, man, this is really good. Because I have another band called Soul Mode.
Yeah.
Which is kind of a heavier band, you know. Because I wouldn't do another band like Tesla. I already got that, right? So it's kind of like my alter ego. And Tommy's band reminds me of Soul Motor. It's that kind of music, kind of heavier stuff, more active rock, if for lack of a better term. So, you know, I told him I liked his record, and you know, we had coffee, and it was great. So I'm going to see him, and I'm looking forward to it. And you guys out there, you should go see his band because it's really good.
Resistant Bite episode really did well on our platform. I met the band last summer down at the Rockin' Pod down in Nashville.
Mm.
So then one thing led to another. They're on the show. Now we're friends, and now they're playing 40 minutes down the road.
I'll see you at the gig. Yeah.
All right. So let's see. Yeah.
And, you know, the Tesla. Let's not forget the Tesla gig. Yeah. I don't want to get in trouble for promoting Tommy's band.
I know.
I'm not promoting my own.
So Tesla, harmony good with the band?
No, we haven't killed each other.
Well, it's too late for that. You guys are in your 60s. You're brothers.
Listen, man, we're family. We're all family. And that's, you know, that's the thing. You know, I don't want to dwell on this thing with Tommy. And, you know, we've had problems over the years, but at the end of the day, he's my brother. We're family. Yeah. We grew up together. We did, and that's how it is with everyone. Troy and me and Jeff. Look, do we get on each other's nerves? Absolutely. Do we piss each other off? Absolutely. But we're family, mm-hmm. you know, and it's what we do. And you know, we're out here still trying to make people smile. And you know, there's a level that we have to maintain as far as playing. And when we can't maintain that level anymore, then we'll call it a day. But right now, we're still able to play at that level and sing at that level. You know, I don't want to be in a band where people go, oh, you know, Jeff doesn't sound good anymore. He can't sing. When that happens, I mean, the guy's 65 years old, you know. Wow. I mean, then we'll stop. But right now, you know, things are good, and we're still able to perform and play, and people still keep coming, and we still enjoy it. So we'll keep doing it, you know.
Let me ask you, how excited are you to go old school and actually have a tour booked with 30 or 40 dates? It's been a while.
Well, it's been you know, since this COVID thing. So I'm real excited because, you know, it looks like we may be getting back to some semblance of normality. Right, for not just us, but for people in general. You know, people, you know, that was a dark period. Yeah. People are locked up, you know, you couldn't get, you know, couldn't go out and have a meal. It was pretty depressing.
It was.
So, you know, I think it's like the clouds have parted and we're starting to see the sunshine again. And, you know, I'm going to remain the evermost optimist and preach that instead of the doom and gloom, you know. So, it's liberating. It's good. We're pretty stoked to be able to get back out there and play, because like our friend Tom Kiefer says, you don't know what you've got until it's gone.
It
takes something like that. And for my band, we broke up in 95 and we realized what we had when we got back together. And then it was kind of that similar feeling when the COVID thing happened, because all of a sudden there was no band, there was no job, there was no concerts, there was no nothing. And you go, whoa, you know, we need to really respect this and really, you know, nurture this. Because sometimes when you do things for 40 years, you can take it for granted. You know, that's human nature, isn't it?
Oh, of course. And honestly, this is my opinion, I don't know if it'll ever really go back to how it was. Too much has changed.
What is what it was? I mean, you know, I mean, I don't know what they're doing as far as concerts right now. I don't know if people are having to wear masks or like last year they were having to test before they came into the gig. I don't know if that's still going on. I mean, I saw that you don't have to wear a mask on a plane anymore the other day.
Oh, really? Number one reason why I wasn't traveling anymore.
They've lifted that. Now you don't have my tech Marco just came out from California to help me build the studio, and you didn't have to wear a mask on the plane. So things are getting back, you know, to where, like Paul McCartney said, get back to where you once belonged, to where they belong. And, you know, let's just stay optimistic and fight the good fight, right?
We're talking with Brian Wheat from Tesla. The band's launching a 30-35-date spring-summer tour.
46.
46
dates, and there may be a few more.
Are you going with a national opening, or is it local support?
No, it's all us and local support. Having said that, there are some bands that we take with us from certain regions, and they may do like 5 or 10 shows. So, but, you know, I don't know who they are just yet. I haven't really looked, to be quite honest. I've been kind of buried in my own world right now. So I don't know. But I mean, there's a band called Bad Marriage that plays with us. There's a band called Rachel Ray's husband plays in it.
Really?
Really? Yeah, he's got a rock band, and you know, there's a few bands, but I don't know. The one that comes to mind more than any of them is this band Bad Marriage, because they're from Boston. They play a lot of shows. They do a really good job, and our fans really like them.
How long's the set list?
It's anywhere from 1 hour 40 to 1 hour 2 hours, you know, somewhere in between there. You know, casinos are different. They don't want you to play as long because, you know, they want you out there, you know, doing that thing you're doing at a casino.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So I think that's going to be 1 hour 40. But, yeah, you know, look, you're going to hear all the hits. You're going to hear a couple of deep tracks. You're going to hear a new track. And we're going to bring our A game. So that's all I can tell you. I hope we don't disappoint anybody.
No, you never have. The last time I saw Tesla in Rochester, you played the Armory, and it was a
I remember that. That was kick-ass.
Yeah, it was a great show. That, you know,
I remember that.
I've been seeing,
absolutely. I had 2 days off in Rochester, and I rented a bicycle, and I went. There's bike trails down by the river. I went on those bike trails, and that was before I ever thought moving here. It was on around the Forevermore album, 2008-2009, I think. Somewhere in that range. Yeah, I remember that date. I remember it well. Do they still do gigs at the Armory?
Yeah, they just announced an Anthrax date.
Yeah, well, maybe you know, we'll come back next year and play there. You never know.
Yeah, no, there's a couple new venues in town that, you know, you got your 500 cap place, you got your 1200, you got your 25, and then
how big is the Armory?
I would have to say 35, maybe. No, maybe 25.
Yeah. No, we did it, and it was well. I know we did well. I like Rochester. It's a pretty town.
I remember last time you were on, we were discussing it. A lot of the record stores, we have the House Guitars, Record Archive. Those are big vinyl places. It's
yeah. And I like all those old mansions, you know, like the Eastman Mansion and all that stuff. That whole area over there in Rochester is really nice. I really enjoyed Rochester.
Well, thank you. It's we take pride in it. We have a strong metal history, strong rock and roll history. Xerox, IBM, yeah. George Eastman. You know.
Yeah. No. I know. I mean, and you know, I'm here in Auburn. I got Joey DeMeo and Manowar here. He's my buddy. I just talked to him today. There's a lot of musicians in this area, which is nice. Jason Newsted lives in Skinny Atlas.
Yep, and then you have the guys down in Ithaca, Alex Perales at the studio down there.
Yeah. You got there's quite a big, community of musicians here, which is nice. Real nice.
What's the game plan for new music? It looks like you're subscribing to that single every 8-9 months and just getting product out there.
Now, yeah, I mean, I don't know. You know, we did the last record, Shock, with Phil Collin, and we put a lot of time and effort into that. And, you know, we're just kind of taking it easy. You know, we had the COVID thing, and we're just kind of getting back into writing songs, and we kind of just said to ourselves, why put the pressure of doing an album? Because it takes a lot of time to do a album, and why don't we just do a couple songs at a time and always, you know, try to get something out there every couple of months? And I think that's kind of where we're at these days. But listen, we never do the same thing over and over again. We always... So having said that, we could have another record out in 6 months.
I was going to say.
You just don't know. I mean, I'll tell you one cool thing that we're talking about doing is, you know Dave Mason from Traffic?
I know the name. I don't know him personally, obviously.
Well, yeah. He's in the Hall of Fame from Traffic, and he had quite a big career in the 70s and stuff. And we connected, and I think that Tesla and Dave Mason are probably going to do a couple tracks together. And that's kind of, for me, that's really cool because, you know, he comes from that school of the late 60s, early 70s. And I think, wow, that could be really cool. So me and Dave have been talking, and, you know, Jeff would sing that stuff. So there's that may be something we may do. We're, you know, like I said, we got a new track coming out in the middle of June that we just finished. So there'll be a new track for this year, and we'll see what the next months bring us. You know,
it's all you can do. It's all, you know.
That's it. I mean, you know, but we're still out there doing it. And that's, to me, that's the most important thing, is that we're still out there. We're still a band. We're still playing. We're still taking it to the people.
Selling out, man. And selling out.
Yeah. Well, but we sell out because we have an incredible fan base. You know what I mean? That they love the band and they support us. We love them. That's why we do it.
Brian, how's your health doing? How are you feeling?
It goes up and down, but I'm good. I'm in a good place these days. You know, I struggle sometimes, and then I get it back together. And, you know, when you have something like an autoimmune disease, it has a mind of its own. But, you know, I'm good. I'm touring. I'm playing. So, that's good. You know, people aren't saying, you know, where's Brian? Is he on a hiatus? So, you know, I'm there. So that's a good day for me. I'm good. Thanks for asking.
As we get older, you know, one day I wake up and I'm not walking right and something happened while I was sleeping. It sucks getting old. But,
oh, man, tell me about it. I mean, you know, there are days I feel 58 and there are days I feel 28. So, and there are days I feel 78. So you any day's a good day.
Well, taking a peek at this tour, like we mentioned, starts up here in New York, makes its way down the East Coast, and goes all the way around the country.
Yeah, it goes in spots, you know, it kind of jumps around. And it's got a few breaks, and it's comfortable. It's comfortable for us to do. And you know, it's pretty much through the summer. I think we go through the middle of September. So it's from now till the middle of September. It's got a few breaks and it'll be good. We're all looking real forward.
Well, we're looking forward to it. So if you're listening out there around the country, because we are global, get out there, check out the Tesla tour and support our band, support young bands, get out there, buy some merch,
support young bands, support old bands, support new bands, support music. Buy it.
Get to that record store if it's still out there.
Go buy some vinyl. Love it.
All right, Brian. Well, thanks for joining us, and I will see you at Resist and Bite, and we'll have a Coke.
Yeah. Well, coffee or
whatever.
Whatever. Or you can have a beer, and I'll
All right,
I'll watch.
Cool.
All right, my man. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Metal for Life.
Thanks for listening to Metal Mayhem ROC. Check out our websites at metalmayhemroc.com and metalforever.com for information on upcoming concerts, podcasts, archives, and all sorts of info. Please like, follow, and share with everyone,
even your non-metal friends.
Catch us next time on WLFE DB Radio.